This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel is apparently gearing up for its ground offensive in northern Gaza. Israel has told the more than 1 million people who live in the region that they can travel south on the territory's main highway Saturday without any harm until 4 p.m. local time. An airplane with World Health Organization medical supplies for Gaza has landed in Egypt near the Rafah crossing. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the supplies will be deployed as soon as humanitarian access through the crossing is granted. Tedros urged Israel on social media to reconsider its decision to evacuate 1.1 million people, saying it will be a human tragedy. The European Union's top diplomat echoed those sentiments Saturday. Speaking to reporters as he wrapped up a visit to China, EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell urged Israel to give the people in Gaza more time, saying moving 1 million people in 24 hours is just impossible.
We certainly defend the right of Israel to defend itself against the attack that has been suffering, but as any right, it has a limit, and this limit is international law, an international humanitarian law.
Borrell said Israel is running the risk of creating a dire humanitarian situation. Police in New York, Los Angeles, and other U.S. cities have increased patrols. Authorities putting up fencing around the U.S. Capitol and some schools closed amid fears of violence inspired by the Israeli-Hamas war. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Law enforcement officials stressed that there were no credible threats in the U.S. A former Hamas leader's call for a day of rage put Jewish communities on edge and sparked heightened security around houses of worship, schools, and cultural institutions. Law enforcement officials say despite specific threats to Americans, they are on high alert for the potential for violence driven by anti-Semitic or Islamophobic sentiments in the wake of the Hamas attack on Israel. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives nominated conservative Representative Jim Jordan by a vote of 124 to 81 Friday in a chaotic third day of attempting to elect a speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. As VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports, Jordan needs substantially more support to win a full floor vote next week to become the person who will be second in line to the president.
The U.S. House of Representatives at a standstill, unable to pass any legislation sending aid to Israel or Ukraine until lawmakers hold a full floor vote next week to decide if conservative Republican Jim Jordan will become Speaker. Jordan, a nine-term congressman known for his investigations into the Biden administration, won the Republican conference vote 124 to 81 in a secret ballot. He now has several days to build support to get to the 217 votes he needs to be elected. Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is expected to win the support of all 212 Democrats when the decision goes to a full House floor vote. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Negotiations between Hollywood studios and striking actors have broken down. Associated Press correspondent Tiffany Wang has details.
Members of the Screen Actors Guild are more pumped up in their strike this week as the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers on the other side of the table abruptly drops the ongoing negotiation. SAG-AFTRA President Frank Drescher says they spent hours working on the AMPTP's proposal only to be brushed aside without explanation.
My members are more pumped up than ever. They feel so insulted by this, so degraded by this, and dishonored by this, that it's like, Fran, do not cave.
Drescher says the actors simply cannot make a living with the current model on streaming platforms, and there is also unfair usage of intellectual property and AI.
We must get compensation out of another place. We can no longer continue to work with the old residual model.
I'm Tiffany Wong.
Meanwhile, U.S. healthcare provider Kaiser Permanente and unions representing tens of thousands of its staff said Friday they've reached a tentative deal to end what was billed as the sector's biggest strike ever. This stoppage was the latest labor dispute to rock the U.S. in a year that has seen seven workers downing tools from Detroit to Hollywood. The corporation wrote on social media, "We're excited to have reached a tentative agreement with the frontline healthcare workers of the union coalition this morning." You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.